Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wild and Woolly Wednesdays. All right, the usual announcements here. This week, let's see, we have, okay, Jethro, I believe, is still doing that drawing for the free half hour with him. And what he'd like callers to do for people who are listening in, if you purchase Jethro and Kay Smith's book, Living in the Psychic Realm, if you will keep your receipt, and then I'm not sure, you know, people who are more technically oriented there, it's like you can scan it and send that scanned copy into his email at psychicjethro@aol.com, and you will be entered in the drawing to win that free reading with Psychic Jethro. You can reach him at www.jethrosmith.net for private readings. Also, 928-284-0437 is a good place to book with him. He's also at jethropsychic@gmail.com. And this month and this month only, he is running a what we call the April special there, and he's never going to do this one again. But for everybody who books a personal reading with him, he's offering the 50% discount. So normally he charges $120 for the hour or $60 for the half hour. So that 50% discount would give you a whole hour with him for only $60 or a half hour with him for only $30. So it's well worth it. And for anybody booking, it's like as long as you book in April before the end of the month, even if it's, you know, May, June, or July until you actually have your reading time with him, he will still honor that booking price. Okay, we also have myself here, kcbirthcards@gmail.com. I do the Cards of Destiny, and we do relationship reports, which compares two people's birthdays, and it can be not only for people, for, you know, husband and wife or for couples, but it's also if you're having a problem with your teenager, it's we can do a parent-child relationship. We can do for business partners, you know, how are you going to get along with this person as a business partner, does that kind of thing. And both of those, the individual reports and the relationship reports, are only $30. Those that includes the shipping and everything for those. Also, my special this month is what we call the Life Reading Report, and it covers 20 years of just, you know, kind of the highlights of different things that will be coming up for a person. Normally, those are $75, and I've got those on sale this month for $49. I'm probably never doing that again that cheap either. Let's see, and also, if you anybody into healthy coffee, give me a call there at the 719-289-4927. And, Tristan's on with us. And if you'd like a free sample, it's like I can get those mailed out via snail mail. We have Celeste, our psychic reader Celeste, and she is on Mondays. Normally she's on Mondays. She kind of hurt herself, and Jethro covered for her this Monday, and he's probably going to be filling in for her again next Monday. Hers are at celestialreadings@yahoo.com, and her number to book with her is 928-554-4422. We also have some guests coming up at the end of this week. We have Lady Palmer is going to be on Friday with Jethro. And then kind of a little forward look ahead, we on May 2nd, we're having Psychic Leo back on with us. On May 3rd, Tiara Crawford. And she's, while she's an intuitive person, she's mostly going to get on and she's going to talk to us about fashion, design, production, that kind of stuff. So it's like we look forward to having her. And then we have Deborah Katz, who is a pretty well-known psychic out in California. And she is going to be on with us May 11th with Jethro. They're going to do a show together on Friday, May 11th. We also have Sherry Caluso. And she's going to be on with us on May 17th and also June 9th. So she's going to be on one show with me and one show with Jethro. And she also does jewelry. She does some psychic stuff, although the way she likes to do her readings, we're kind of putting this out early to our listeners, is if you will email her, she will answer the emails on air. That's she doesn't she needs more time to do like meditative type stuff. So it's like every psychic works differently. And to get a hold of her, to email your question to her, she is at terminalwanderlust@msn.com. It's terminalwanderlust at msn.com. So, and then when you email that to her, say, you know, I have a question I'd like you to answer on air for me, either, you know, May 17th or June 9th when you're on the show with either Casey or with Jethro. So those are our upcoming guests that we have, and we're working on getting some others here in the coming weeks. So keep tuned in. It's like, and I believe Psychic Jethro is going to have Sandra Green on with him on this coming Saturday. I think they're going to do that show together, kind of rock and roll that. All righty. Let's see. We are still looking for the winners of the contest that Jethro has already done. There is Marie Francis. She's at mt74_98@yahoo.com. You have won a half-hour reading with us, or with Psychic Jethro, actually. And he also said just to, you know, give a thank you and a shout-out to the people who emailed. Thank you, Marilyn B., for writing. And that was very nice. Let's see. And then Jethro was on Turbo Talk with Karen Kinsey last night, and we're going to try to get another spot with him on her and on another day, and possibly even have Karen on with us on our show. So we'll see how that works out. Alrighty, Living in the Psychic Realm. It's just been listed under the New Age category, and that is available through Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble Booksellers, and as well as on Jethro's site there. So any of those places, you can get that book from him. Let's see. And then we have Tristan. Tristan today is looking for, you know, mini readings and that kind of stuff. Let her tell a little bit more about that when she comes on here in just a minute. But I quit talking. Okay. let's see. I know. Just like I said, all the announcements, all the good stuff here. And I believe I'm looking through here. It's like I thought he had a second winner, and it's like I'm not seeing who that person was. But anyway, check him out at Jethro. Also is on Facebook, and you can find him if you just type in Psychic Jethro. Okay. Tristan, what would you like to say here today? We have a couple callers. It's like, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Good afternoon, everyone. And you can reach me at triscuit17@yahoo.com. If you're in chat, you can see my screen name. And it just put a at in a yahoo.com and make sure that you say you're from Psychics Gone Wild. And away we go.
All righty. We've got a first caller here. And this is somebody from area code 513. 513, you're live on the air with Miss Tristan, who is going to do angel card readings for you today.
Hi, how are you?
Real good, thank you. How are you?
Good. This is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, Kim. When is your birthday, please?
It is 5/16/79.
Are you a Taurus?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get that for Kelly as well, in case she wants to do any cards for you.
Okay.
I'd like to know exactly what area you want to go into.
What I want to go into?
No. I mean, what area
question.
Do you
What's
want?
What's your question?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to go?
Let's go on... relationship.
Okay. I need you to be open for the angels to give the message, okay?
Okay.
Don't block, meaning don't like try and hold back anything. Just let yourself freely be open and
okay.
Let me see what I can pull up for you.
Okay.
Let's see. While Tristan's laying those out there, it's like, Kim, what I've got for you is your birth card, you are a three of diamonds. That's your birth card. And your planetary ruling card is a seven of hearts.
Okay.
We know that the threes, highly creative. It's like any of the threes, you know, very highly creative people. And the fact that you're a diamond, this, you know, is a good indicator that it's like a lot of lessons and things that you're here to learn in life. They're going to come a lot of times through financial. It's like, you know, you're going to learn lessons through money. The deeper meaning with the diamonds, though, is it's about your values. So this life, you're kind of here checking out, you know, what is really, truly important to me. And also I see that you're still at age 32 here, and it's like this past year has been a real year of transition. You're coming up here on year 33, but it's like for right now, any of the years that add to 5, so like, you know, 3 plus 2 is 5, usually are years of a lot of change, a lot of transitions, a lot of things. Transformations is the word I'm looking for. So it's like, okay, I think Tristan's got your stuff ready here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Can I have your name again? I'm so sorry.
Sure. No,
it's Kim. Kim. Okay. All right. As far as I got for your relationship, I do a 3-card spread, okay?
Yep.
And in this 3-card spread, I give you your current reality, the challenge, and the gift.
Okay.
And I will explain it as I go along, and I always like to get confirmation, so if I'm on the right way with you, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
So the first card I pull up is love. That is your current reality. That is what you're seeking. It's, you know, basically this angel helps you see a force involved in the current issue right now. So somewhere there's a love issue.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I'm married, so.
Okay.
There's an issue, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Not that I know of, so.
Okay. All right. The challenge card is the second angel that will help you identify and understand the challenge or opportunity this issue is presenting. Be willing to look underneath the surface and into the deeper, you know, feelings and issues that are involved. Just don't look at the surface level. You have to, like, look deeper, okay?
Right.
And that one is vision. So that's
okay.
That's basically telling you that you need to be more open.
Okay.
And especially to your angels, because these are angel cards, okay?
Okay.
And it's telling you to be more open, possibly more giving.
Okay.
That kind of thing. And your third one is the gift. The third angel brings a gift to help you understand and work through the challenge or respond well to a new opportunity. Open your heart to receive the insight, creative solution, and blessings this angel has to offer.
Okay.
And your third one is wisdom. So you have the wisdom, and you can ask the angels. The angels will never interfere in your life unless you ask them because of free will.
Okay.
Now, do you want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with your marriage?
Yeah, I had spoken with a psychic a few weeks ago, and I thought my marriage was great. And she tried to tell me that my husband has a relationship with somebody. I'm all, like, stressed out now. So
whoa.
I'm just wondering, is she really telling the truth? Because I don't know if she's, if she's really good at her job or not.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, I want you to relax because I feel your nervous energy. And I think personally, you would know if something was going on. Your gut is going to tell you.
Right.
What is your stomach telling you, basically?
My stomach's telling me that she's wrong. So.
Exactly. And that's what I'm picking up as well.
Okay, good. So I'm stressing about nothing then.
Exactly.
At least that's what helped. Okay, good.
Because
I trust my husband, but then when she said that, so I'm like, oh my gosh, am I trusting him too much? So I started questioning everything.
But I want you to be open to your angels, and if you ask for it, you will get the messages. If you you know, if you can't let this go, because I'm not sure, Tauruses are a little stubborn. If you can't let it go, I want you to call on your angels, your archangels. You can look up these angels anywhere online and ask, and you will receive your answers if you need to really, you know, put it to bed, so to speak.
Okay.
And also, one more thing, put a clear glass of water next to your bed, and that's for dreaming, because angels like to come in your dreams and give you messages. And with the clear glass of water, that's like a vibrational type of thing, and it helps metaphysically for you to get through the conduit. It's a conduit, okay?
Okay.
So. I hope this helped you.
Yes, it does. It gives me peace of mind.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kim. That's
Kim,
what we're here for.
Okay. Uh-huh. I got a little more for Kim here. Just kind of on your birth card here. One of the things it says about Three of Diamonds. It's like it's considered one of the more difficult life paths of all the cards, especially if you're a woman, because of you have sometimes a lot of times indecision and values. Along with some past life relationship karma type stuff, they can take challenges in your affectional life, you know, the thing. You can also really be worriers about your finances. So really, you know, one of the things that would help you is like if you can find a constructive outlet for what they call overactive mind, to direct it away from worry and fear, and it's like to find some expression of creativity and really express yourself really positively. And it's like, and of course, if you're already doing that, you're experiencing, you know, a better reality anyway.
Right.
Got really a powerful mind, capable of just looking into really, you know, what they call deep, mysterious subjects type of thing. You can really be a powerful speaker once you found something that you believe in, you want to promote, and that's the highest form of expression for you, is to promote what you believe in and share it with the world. You're going to have more satisfaction in business where you can travel or do various kind of different things. And there's usually someone younger for whom you might make sacrifices, you know, maybe one or more of your children. You've got some nines in your life path. And later life, you can have some disappointments and big unless you've developed your spiritual side, which will give you peace and wisdom. You're here to try on many things for size and then to kind of settle on the truth. You benefit from travel and changes. You're kind of advised to pursue a career that gives you some freedom. So it's like something like that. And then you've got that Seven of Hearts as your planetary ruler. Your love life is really important to you, and you've got challenges in that area that you're working on during the course of this life. You tend to attract a powerful... Here, answer that for Levi, please. Powerful partner. Once you're in a relationship, it's like sometimes you get into, you know, maybe power struggles with your mate, you know, maybe not. But that's just the attempt to learn this unconditional love, which is something you really have a good possibility of experiencing in your life. And it's just, you know how to give to others without expectation, makes you a really good friend and a really effective counselor. When you apply that to your love life, you experience great freedom and joy. So you've got a really charming personality and the ability to heal others' emotional wounds. So it's like, you know, just some really positive things there for you.
Awesome.
May I add something?
Yep.
That goes back to the cards I pulled for you. The love. The first card was love. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's basically exactly what Kelly was saying. Love yourself. Okay. And the last card was wisdom. You already have the wisdom. I believe that you're a bit intuitive yourself. You kind of know when things are going on and stuff like that.
I think I do have some of that in me,
I'm picking up on that. So you would know deep down, and I'm telling you this seriously, you would know if your husband was doing something goofy on you.
Right.
Okay. Don't listen to every person that says that they're a psychic, okay? Because that will drive you around the bend.
Definitely causes anxiety, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that because you're a strong woman and you have the ability to know when something's going on. The angel cards just told you.
Awesome.
Okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're
I welcome. Am considering... on working, my husband's going to be taking up our business, and I'm considering working with him. Can you tell any of that? If
What I've got for you is, like, you've got really good career influences this year. So it's like that looks like it would be a really, really positive thing. And it's like it's one of those where you can find your true purpose this year too. So it looks like that would be, you know, a really positive thing for you doing with your career stuff this year.
Awesome. All right. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
And I just wanted to tell you one more thing. You're a really good person.
Thank you.
No, I'm an empath, and I can pick up that through your energy. Mm-hmm. And you don't give yourself enough credit, and you're a very hard worker.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't.
Okay. And I want you to stop that. Your first card was love. That means you need to love yourself.
Right.
The angels are talking to you. And I'm telling you, the more you work with your angels, the more you're going to receive. But again, I have to reiterate this. It's all about free will. If you do not ask, you're not going to receive.
Right.
I'm here to help people, you know,
right.
And so is Kelly and all of us. We're all here to help people. We're white light workers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I work with angel cards and the angels and what messages they give me. And I never like to say that I'm psychic because I don't want
that's
them to say.
That's Jeff Rosefield.
Yeah.
He's the psychic.
Right. Yeah. He's the one who will give you the day, the time, and, you know, the month it's going to happen. I get that sometimes. But if the angels don't want you to know it, you're not going to get it.
Right. So do I just do that through prayer? How do I ask for help from the angels?
Yeah, through prayer.
Yes, through prayer. And I want you to go online and start looking up your archangels. Okay.
Okay, and learn those. Okay.
And each one, it explains, like, what they do.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay.
like, Archangel Michael is of protection.
Okay.
Archangel Raphael is of healing. So,
okay.
I want you to start looking into that. Make sure you get your glass of water, clear water.
Right.
And you'll start getting more intuitive. And the more intuitive you get, the better you'll be able to work with your business, your personal life, all of that. And I wish you many blessings and success. And please call back and hit the follow button and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let us know how your business and stuff goes along in that business venture with your husband.
Yeah.
I will. Are you guys able to tell, like, we have our house on the market? Are you able to tell anything about that?
I'll tell you one thing you can do.
Call Friday for Jethro.
No,
Friday and Saturday.
No, seriously. There's a thing that you can do.
Is it Mary St. Joseph? Yep. Yep, I'm doing that.
No, it's something different. I want you to take a statue of St. Anthony and bury it upside down in your backyard and your house will sell.
I think that's the St. Joseph one, isn't it, that does that?
That's who I thought. That's who I had buried upside down, so I hope it's not the wrong one. You're buried.
All right.
Sure.
You've done that part.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it.
Oh, many
okay.
Blessings.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Hope we'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. And we've got a couple more here. Let's see. You ready to go on to the next one here?
Sure. Bring it on.
All righty. We have area code 203. It's like if my thing will. Oh, come on now.
Hi, how are you?
Whoa. Okay. Hello.
Are we on?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm okay.
Ooh. No, you're not. You are not okay. Okay, let's calm down. You have wild energy going on.
Yeah.
I need your name and your birth date real slow so Kelly can help with the destiny cards while I do the angel cards, please.
Okay. Tisha.
Tisha?
Uh-huh.
Tisha. Okay.
529-85.
Ooh. What is she, Kelly? 529.
29. Looking here. That's Gemini.
Oh, 85. Gemini. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The twins.
She's also a three of clubs with a three of spades planetary ruler. So it's like, oh, I'll look a little bit more into that here really quick. You got a lot of creative energy, but it's like, again, with the threes, it's like one of the things you guys really have to do, it's like, you know, you got so much creative energy with you, you really have to focus on keeping it positive, because one of the things that threes can do, threes are also the cards of stress and worry. And it's like, if you don't keep yourself really, you know, focused in the upper portion of that, you know, kind of like the full tank of gas, you tend to get into the I have less than a half a tank of gas moment. And it's like, you stress, you worry, and it's like, that's not a good place to be. It's like, you know, take that energy and, like, you know, take it for a walk. It's like, you know, get into a pottery class, get into, you know, creative sewing, you know, something. I mean, there's so many things that you can do for creative energy, okay. You know, that will keep you in a more positive space here. Okay. I'll get something here in a minute, and it's like I'll let Tristan talk to you here now with your angel cards.
Okay. Tisha, right?
Yes.
I always like to make sure I pronounce someone's name properly, so I beg your pardon if I keep saying your name over and over again.
It's okay.
I believe right now, and I need you to open up and just relax and just talk to me like you're talking to a friend. It's something about a relationship.
Yep.
And I need confirmation. I need you to tell me yes, no, you're right,
yes.
On, that kind of thing. Okay. You are currently in a relationship, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Something is not right, and you're very upset about it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm an empath as well, so I pick up people's energy, and when you came on, I knew immediately that you were very upset. So what exactly do you want me to, like, have the angels try and find out for you, to bring to you?
I was more hoping on, you know, like, getting a job so I don't have to ask the other individuals to help me out financially. You know, I'm tired of him.
Okay, let me get this right. You want to get a job to get away from this man?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so is it really about the relationship or is it really about a job?
It's really about a job.
Okay, but the relationship is just overwhelming your mind.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to be around him, you know. I don't want to be with him.
Well, he's not a nice person.
He really isn't, and he portrays like he is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's very demanding.
Yeah, he actually is kind of nasty to you, to be honest.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's verbally abusive to you as well.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I'm picking that up. You know, I don't know if I can sit there and tell you about a job. I don't even need to pull the cards to tell you what I'm picking up from you, because you have very strong energy with me. Is there children involved?
Not with him.
Okay, because I'm picking up children.
Yes, I have four of them.
Oh, my sweet Jesus, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, you need to...
She's all right. She needs a job. She needs a different place because those kids don't need to be around that burble.
Exactly. I mean, I'm really feeling very sad. And,
yeah.
And I don't like it because your children are seeing this abuse.
Oh, my God. You know who you're picking up? Their father. You're picking up my husband. You're picking up my husband.
And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't care what happens in a relationship. When you make those children, you forget about everything else, and they are number one.
Yeah. I lost my children because of him. He was, you know, extremely abusive, verbally, physically, everything, mentally.
But you're attracting the same pattern. Do you see this?
Yeah, I do.
You need to stop it. And again, the first card I'm pulling out is the love card. Okay, I do a three-card spread, and the first one is your current reality, the challenge, and the gift. Your first card is love, okay? The angels are saying, love thyself, okay? We want you to love yourself. The second card is forgiveness. That's your challenge. You're not forgiving yourself.
No.
You beat yourself up. Honey, don't do that. Don't do that. Please, please, I beg you, do not do that. You are worthy, okay? You are worth it. And you need to be strong for those children as well. Okay? I don't mean to make you cry, okay? I want you to be happy, but it has to start with you, okay? Honestly, it has to start with you. And, you know, the angels give me the messages to give to you. So I'm not messing with you or anything. I'm telling you the truth.
I know.
And
you're right on.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel really good because I really, excuse me, enjoy helping people. That's what God put me here, is to be a helper and a teacher and to show people the right path in life. Your third card is the final card, which is miracles, and that is your gift. Miracles are coming, but you have to believe it. Okay? They're on their way. Did you listen to when I was speaking with Kim?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to do the same thing.
Okay.
I want you to start talking to your angels, ask them to come in, ask them to give you the strength, and if you want to do the dream analysis type thing, put your clear glass of water there as well. But other than that, I just really want you to start taking care of you, because you don't take care of you.
No, I don't.
And it's sad to me that I can feel it. It's hurting my heart, because you're a good person, okay? And you don't deserve this. And you need, you're welcome, honey. You just really need to stop picking bad men and ask the angels to bring you the right one.
Gonna say got a couple other things there. It's like, you know, there's a lot of times there's some free counseling type of stuff that will help you with this kind of things. If you've never seen the movie, it's called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, read that. It's like the law of attraction, and it's like in some of those, you know, those kind of bad patterns, you know, we get into and stuff. And the other thing is like the biggest thing you need to do is, if you don't take care of yourself, who are going to take care of those children? Because, you know,
Amen.
You've got a model for them. And it's like, by taking care of yourself and by, you know, getting a healthy relationship, it's like they're much more likely to have a healthy relationship themselves. So it's like, you know, mama's, you know, mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So it's like, you know what, you got to take care of mama. And it's like, because when mama's okay, kids are going to be okay. So it's like, you know, you are important, and it's like, and you, you know, are modeling far more than you realize, you know, to your children. So it's like, you know, if you love them, it's like you, and you do, you know, it's like you need to take care of you first. It's kind of like what stewardesses will tell people who fly on a plane. It's like for moms traveling with children, they say, if there's something happens, you put your own oxygen mask on first before you try to get the oxygen mask on your child, because if you go unconscious, there's nobody there to help your child. So it's like you have got to take care of yourself and got to get yourself in a good space so you can take care of those babies. Okay?
Okay.
Are you okay? I know you're crying. I know you're crying. I know you're upset. But I really want you to take what we said and turn it into power, okay? You have more power than you know. You're just not allowing yourself to show it.
Something like that. You know, the other thing is too, is like, you know, click your follow button. It's like, and if you're able to, Jethro and Lady Palmer are going to be on Friday. And so I called back on him, because for years, Jethro worked with Coalition, you know, against violence. You know, he's a real advocate. He's a real women's advocate. And it's like he might have some other resources and that kind of stuff that would really benefit. So it's like, you know, call back in on Friday, and it's like, and get with him. It's like, you know, it's like that's really important. It's really important that you get to a safe space and place, and so you take care of yourself and you take care of those kids, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much,
ladies. Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you.
You know, call in again, because we want to see how things are going for you, okay?
Yes, please check back in with us.
Keep our number here. Alrighty?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Let's see.
What a sweet girl. Oh,
yeah, she's got that's like, yep, she's got some stuff going there. It's like, oh boy.
I know.
All right,
and
we've got some. We've got another caller here. I'll see if I can get my clicker to work here. My back studio is having some issues. Okay, we have a caller from 919. Let's see if we got him on here. It's like this little thing is spinning in a circle. 919, you're live on the air with us, I hope. Let's see, can you hear us? Can we hear you? All righty. Pretty good. We've got Tristan on with Angel Cards today, and if you give her your name and your birth date, it's like we'll see what she can pull up for you.
Okay, my name is Brandy. And my birthday is February 2nd, 1982.
Okay, you're an Aquarius.
Yeah. 2-2. Okay. 82, cool.
That is very cool. Okay. I want to say you're happy, but you're not exactly wholly happy.
Yeah, not.
Okay, yeah. I'm picking up that you're not happy. I need you to be open, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To receive the message. What exactly is the issue? What do we want to find out?
Well, I've just been down for some years now, and I generally am just not happy. And it's like I'm content, but, you know. It's like, as far as I was calling in, it's just to see what you guys, you know, could offer in kind of building my spirit back up.
Okay. Kelly, do you want to start?
I'm always starting with prayer.
Yeah, I know.
Always walk with the big guy. That's what I can say there. It's like, you know, throw your burdens on there, and it's like, and that helps. It's like, do you have like... maybe kind of a local group that's there, you know, a church group, somebody who can, do some prayer intervention kind of stuff with you?
No, I mean, I've been thinking about joining a church. I'm not part of one, but
okay.
I have been thinking about that.
Okay.
That's good.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's not necessarily, you know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, go join and commit and all that, but it's like, you know, find one that makes you feel good. I mean, it's like, you know, kind of,
mm-hmm.
I always say, you know, just kind of feel the vibes of what's going on, you know. And it's like, and just, you know, especially ones, because a lot of them anymore, they have, you know, prayer groups in different times, like, you know, during the week and kind of stuff. What I've got for you on your birth card is, like, you are the Ten of Spades, and you're called the Workaholic card. Sometimes, you know, sometimes these people, you know, you can be very materialistic or, you know, kind of workaholic types. When you do that, your home life suffers, and you suffer with it, because home and family is really important to you. Kind of depends on the individual as to what your main focus in life is, but, you know, a lot of you guys seem to have a conflict between those two basic things of, you know, work and family.
Mm-hmm.
Women especially have this trouble satisfying, having a satisfying family life while pursuing a career. It's like it's really hard for you to mix the two. There's a lot of spiritual influences present in your life path that can really make you the masters of your destiny and really lead you to great heights in helping others. But there's also this pull towards, you know, material accomplishment that sometimes you can kind of get blinded to the possibilities, and you actually limit your growth potential. As a fate, you've got this opportunity to transcend the material stuff through spiritual awareness. So it's like it's really giving you, you know, kind of a shove here towards, you know, get in touch with spirit there.
Yeah.
There can be indecision about love and problems. Marriage or relationships revolving around a fear of poverty, you know, lack of money. If you misuse the power that's given to you, you can cause a lot of difficulties in your personal life. But yet, you know, you're capable of really great, unattached spiritual love. You can have everything you want if you look to, you know, the higher side, look to God for direction and guidance. You've got both karma cards that are in the Neptune line of your life spread. It kind of creates a tendency towards maybe you get... it's called addictive behavior, but it's, you know, just kind of those things where it's like you really have to watch yourself to not get into like a rut with things, okay?
Right.
Combine that with your drive and that tendency to do everything, you know, when you do stuff, you do it like all the way, you know, and you find sometimes you go to extremes, both good stuff and bad stuff. But, you know, you learn through this experience and experience life in its fullest, that's for sure. Your ups and downs can be really dramatic in some cases. You're going to meet with... with endings, not necessarily, you know, it's like just completions, think of that way, in this life, that are designed to teach you the value of letting go of personal attachments to ideas and lifestyles, okay? Meeting that challenge, you can live to experience really the heights of spiritual awareness and understanding, which is part of your, you know, purpose and reason for being here. In relationships, you've got an inner conflict a lot of times between that, you know, again, that work and that family, to which you're really strongly devoted to both. You're, you know, really highly ambitious, you're creative, but you can also get really indecisive in the love arena, which, you know, leads to problems. You're often kind of unsure what you really want in love, you know, matters. And you kind of, sometimes you can continually attract, you know, romantic partners that can't commit, you know, vice versa.
Right.
In either case, that outcome's kind of the same. It's like you have changes and fluctuations, and it's like on top of this, you're an Aquarius, you know, in the romantic life. Financial issues are usually connected to separations, and a lot of times you don't get the good end of the stick in a financial thing. Your basic love karma is pretty good. There's no reason you cannot have a good marriage. It's like you're really giving, you're really loving. You just need to find a way to balance that desire for family life with this, you know, intense, ambitious, you know, career nature you've got. You've got this five of spades as your planetary ruler. It can cause you to do a lot of traveling or moving in your life. It adds a really kind of adventurous side to your personality. You probably see life, you know, sometimes as opportunity to experience many interesting things, you know, more so than anyone else. Even the so-called, quote, bad experiences is going to have value to you because of what you learn from them. You love to be with people. You got some success in groups of all kinds, the larger the better. You got a fair amount of sales promotion ability. You could easily make a living doing something along that line of work. You're pretty amicable, you know, get along with everybody, relate to pretty much anybody on their level. You make people feel comfortable with you, but your restlessness is, you know, the real heart of that five of spades. So, okay, and I'm going to give you back over there to Tristan.
Thank you.
What you got?
Okay, it's Brandy, correct?
Yes.
All right. I always, because there's so many people, and it's just, I you know,
yeah.
you're all floating around in my head. The first card I got, I do a three-card spread, and if you were listening, you understand where I'm going with this. Your current reality is your divine plan. It's almost like you want to know, what's it all about? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's bringing, excuse me, that's bringing your, you know, discontentment, shall I say. Your second one is beauty, okay? That is your challenge. You're not loving yourself enough.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay? And that you need to go deeper into, you know, under the surface and find out what is stopping you from feeling this love for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I feel like you don't even like yourself sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it gets like that. And like I said, that's just how it's been, you know, part of this, you know, emotion, you know, that I've been having for the last few years, where it's just I'm down. I used to be happy-go-lucky, you know, love myself, everything, and now it's just different.
Well, you know, we do change every 7 years. So I want you to start loving yourself more, okay? And your third card is the gift, and this is so wonderful to hear. You're going to have joy again.
Okay? Good.
You're going to have joy, but I need you to focus on what makes you happy, what makes you excited.
Yeah. I've been
trying
to get in touch of, you know, I've been doing a little bit better, but, I mean, just trying to find, you know, what it is that is missing and was there before that has me feeling, you know.
Exactly. Okay. And I want you to start loving yourself, okay? And appreciating yourself because you are worthy. And you will reap the joy at the end. That is your gift. Joy will come back into your life, but you have to, if you've listened to any of the other callers, I tell them, ask your angels. Your angels will not just, you know, knock on your door because of free will. You have to invite them in and ask them to help you, and they will.
Okay. Okay, Yeah, it does. Because, like, you know, you express things, and, you know, it's just truly how I'm feeling and how everything's going right now. So,
I kind of almost want to say maybe, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, mm-hmm. but have you been to the doctor?
Yeah.
And did they say something to you?
Well, they've always said I've had depression.
That's what I'm picking up.
My mother died over 5 years ago, and it just, like, just, you know, got
worse.
You
haven't gotten over it.
No, I haven't. I probably won't for a while. That you said was the letting go part, and I think that's one of my most challenging things on the earth is to let go of things. So,
okay, here's a thing you can do. My father passed away, and we were as thick as thieves, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away in 2008, and I miss that man dearly every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to him.
Yeah.
And do you talk to your mom?
Yeah, I do. I do, or write letters, or...
Yes,
uh-huh.
Keep doing that. And when you do, release it. Just know she's in a better place. And that she hears you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She really does hear you. And get with those angels, and you can start, you know, becoming a little bit more intuitive. You are intuitive, but
yeah,
but you can, like, connect more.
She used to come to me in dreams and stuff like that, and it used to actually help me, but it just stopped. It just stopped. So I don't know.
It might just be your, you know, sometimes when you get really, you know, depressed about stuff, it's like they can't reach us. It's like one of the things I might suggest, because this is kind of an area that Jethro does really good in.
Exactly.
It's like he does visit with people on the other side. So it's like I would highly recommend that you call in either on his Friday or Saturday show.
Okay.
This Friday he's having Lady Palmer. She's also... And intuitive, but she also, her, as she phrases it, it's like her gift is to help others recognize their gifts, and it's like, and then she works with people to, you know, help you develop that. She's going to be on Friday with Jethro, and then Saturday, Jethro and Sandra are going to be on. You know, get with him one of those days, or, you know, both days or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
just kind of see what comes out. So, you know, I mean, hit your follow button, and it's like, call back in on those days. It's the same number. It's at 773-897-6461, but it's like, that's one of his gifts, is he can talk to people, you know, via the angels, whatever, on the other side. And it's like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, one of the things he's probably going to say is like, your mom's probably really concerned about you right now. It's like,
yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure your angels are too, but it's like, yeah, he does, you know, he does those kind of messages. So it's
okay.
Like, that might be very beneficial. Okay.
Okay, I definitely will, and I thank you both.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey.
Okay.
I was going to say here, it's like I kind of looked ahead. It's like, for, you know, for this coming year, it's like
mm-hmm.
one of the cards you have in your yearly spread here, you've got a Queen of Hearts as a result card. And the Queen of Hearts is known as a marriage card. So it's like, I mean, it doesn't mean you're going to get married, you know. But
well, I am married right now.
Oh,
I am
okay.
married right now. I mean, I'm not completely happy with it, so...
No, you're not.
Okay.
I don't know, like, where it's going to lead me. I mean, you know, as far
right.
as the, like, loving yourself thing, I feel like if I was by myself, then I could kind of get back in tune with myself more, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm. You know, but again, it's like, you know, for one of the things you can do for yourself, you know, especially the, you know, depression stuff, is like, go out. The English really have a good thing with this. It's like, go out and do what they call take your daily constitutional. It's like, go out and take a walk, even if it's just, you know, in your neighborhood, around the blocks, whatever. Get
mm-hmm.
outside for about half an hour a day. And it's like, get
okay.
some sunshine, get some fresh air, you know, and that walk might take you to, you know, your local church or, you know, something specific. And it's like, you know, but check out prayer groups. Check out, you know, groups that are there. You know, somebody's actually with there, because it's like sometimes there's a big thing with, you know, seeing another person with skin on is what we call it. It's like, you know, because there's, you know, you got a lot of people on the other side, you know, but it's like mm-hmm. you can't necessarily always touch them, see them, hear them the way you want to.
Right.
You know? So it's like, you know, get out your own front door there, and it's like, you know, kind of check out and just, you know, check out different groups. You don't have to commit to, you know, any particular, I call them the Baskin-Robbins flavors. You know, it's like there's a lot of them out there, you know. But, you know, just kind of go check out some different groups and you know, see what fits and see what feels good. And it's like,
okay.
And they definitely, I know there's some of them that definitely do, like, you know, prayer, and it's like, you'd be amazed. It's like I read books all the time, and it's like the things they're coming out with, even the medical world, on prayer, and it's like, and
mm-hmm.
the power of it, because it's like it's we're all connected here. We really are.
Yeah.
That Disney moment of, you know, Pocahontas, like, we are all connected, you know, in a circle and a hoop that never ends. So it's like, you know, get out and feel connected again. It's
okay.
Like, that would help a lot with that.
Thank you so much, and I
you
will definitely take your advice on that.
Okay.
Call back in.
Do call back
I
in,
will.
You know, Friday or Saturday. So it's like, alrighty. Well, thank you for
all
calling
right.
in today. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Brandy.
Okay, let's see. Oh, we got about, oh my goodness, I think we've got another person who called in here. So, all righty, this will be, we got a couple more. I'd take that back. It's like, all righty. 360, let's see if my thing will work any better here. All righty, yep, 360, you're on with us here.
Hi.
Hi. Let's see.
Hello.
Got, Tristan. Tristan's doing angel cards with us, and she likes to get your name and your date of birth.
Very
okay.
slowly.
Very slowly.
My name is Robin.
Robin.
And my birth date is 11/19/1967.
Robin. Huh. You sound just like somebody else I know.
Really?
Yes.
No, I'm Robin.
Okay.
Have you called in before, or is this your first
no,
time calling?
No, I actually came across your radio show. I was looking for a poetry show, and I came across your show, and I started listening, and I thought, wow, this is really great, because
cool.
This year has been quite a transformation year for me, and I've done a lot of meditation and a lot of prayer, but I feel like I'm just... stuck. I mean, I don't
oh,
know
wow.
the direction
no
that
why.
I want to go in, that I don't...
I understand this. It's like you are, with the system that I use, it's like this is your 44th year, and it's like, in this, I'm going to have Tristan do your stuff first here, but it's like... with this particular system, it's like you're born with, you know, with cards, you know, in a certain place. And it's like for the first, like, 44 years of your life, your cards are, you know, all different. And it's like starting with year 45, on your 45th birthday, your cards are back in the exact same place as they were the day you were born. So it's like, it's kind of like this planet gives you, like, 44 years to figure out what you want to do. And it's like, this is called your pre-birth year. So it's like you are going through a lot of changes this year and a lot of kind of muddled time, because it's like it's kind of likened to, it's like when before you were born. It's like this is like the, you know, the time before you were born and came out and joined us, you know, in the physical here. When you hit age 45, it's called your rebirth year. This is a lot of times why people have what they call the midlife crisis. So it's like but I'm going to go ahead, Tristan, you got your stuff going, I'm going to let you talk to her.
Robin, when what is your birth sign again?
Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. Oh, okay. I feel right now that your energy is very scattered.
Okay.
Is that true? I mean, do you feel kind of discombobulated?
What it is I want a clear direction, and I don't, it's almost like walking around in a room with the lights out. You know, it seems like in my personal life, there's been blocks of things that I know to be true, but there's been blocks in action. So then I question whether or not that's okay. And then with work, I've just reached a point to where I really want a clear direction, because I'm passionate about everything I do. And so,
that's a Scorpio.
You know what I mean? So if... But I just don't know, you know. So I guess I was calling just to maybe get a little direction, or maybe I just need to chill. Maybe I just need to wait. But, you know, it seems like I'm waiting and waiting. So I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Your energy is a bit sporadic, and
okay.
I don't, if you've been listening to the show from the beginning, I'm not sure, but
no, she joined us.
Oh, she just joined us. Okay.
Yeah,
the
caller before last.
Okay. You do really need to just relax and let things flow.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
That makes sense to you, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to say that you're almost driving yourself around the bend.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah, it does. It does, yeah.
Because you want answers, but you're not receiving the answers.
And yeah.
It's like you want it now, today, yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. I just...
Because I know once I have the answers, I'll move. You know, I can move in that direction, but I feel like I don't have any.
Okay.
Or maybe I do. I don't know, you know.
What exactly is it? It's career, really, that you're interested in, yes?
Yeah, more or less. I think if I get in that direction, then the other things that I have concerns about, maybe I can just dive into that rather than deal with, you know, and then everything else will take care of itself. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're trying to say. I need you to relax a little bit more. You tend to get a little too overzealous.
Okay.
You understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because you're a very passionate person. Okay. And when you know what you want, you go full tilt at it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, I can't pick up exactly what field you're in. I'm not sure if it's office or it's medical.
Generally, it is office, but I don't know if I want to continue in that or do something different. So
you're not satisfied. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're not satisfied with that. What is your deepest desire? If you could do anything, what would you do? I mean, you know, within reason. I mean, something goofy. Just what is your ideal job?
I guess talking to people and helping people, I guess.
Counseling?
Yeah. But... Yeah, because I relate well to people, and I enjoy people. So,
you do.
So.
You do. I don't know your collegiate background.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've gone to college or not.
Yeah.
Okay. You did go to college, yes?
No, I haven't. Just
I only went
to high school. Yeah, I haven't gone back.
Maybe I'm thinking that you should look and pursue into getting a degree in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a substance abuse counselor.
Mm-hmm.
You could be many different type of counselors that they have out there. You can help people that are less fortunate than the rest of us.
Yeah, I have thought about doing that.
That's what I'm picking up. And, you know, I can see you doing that because you're very passionate. You're very hard worker. Once you've set your mind to something and you sink your teeth into it.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so I really want you to pursue that.
Okay.
Is that possible? I mean, is that feasible for you to do?
Oh, yeah, I definitely. And, you know, that was one of the directions that I was considering doing. But, you know, you need to work when you get to school. But that makes sense.
I did it, okay?
Yeah.
It took me 9 years, but I did it. I worked full-time, and I went to school. I had no social life, but I did it. So if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. Okay, so that kind of confirms some things, at least some thoughts that I had anyway.
Well, I'm glad I picked up on that.
Yeah.
I don't always need the cards to tell me stuff.
Good.
I mean, if you want me to pull some cards, I'll pull some cards for you. But I'm just, you know, I think.
Would you mind?
Not at all.
Say, Justin, while you're pulling cards, can I get what I got here? Can I
absolutely.
quickly set out here what I got here? Okay. You are the Ace of Clubs in this, and it's called the Desire for Knowledge card.
That makes sense.
Accompanied by the Desire for Love, which is your Two of Hearts karma card, are the main influences for this one. And as a spade, it's like, or excuse me, spade, as clubs, it's like clubs are known as the scholars of the deck. And it's like anything that you put your mind to, you've got a really good, you know, good working mental mind there, you can learn anything and really pretty quickly. Okay, you've got this. You're a student of love as much as one who would truly like, you know, I'm not sure if you're in a marriage relationship or single.
I think you're single, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like sometimes you're kind of looking for that ideal mate kind of still. You kind of like to be with somebody rather than alone, but you're not going to give yourself fully until the right person comes along. Like all aces, you kind of are impatient and restless. Your curiosity leads you to be what they call an avid student, and it's like a lot of times, you know, you have your own library and collection of learning materials of really different kinds. You're very smart. You can use your brains and creativity to generate, you know, a lot of money. You can make money in things associated with the arts, groups of women, anywhere creativity and quick thinking can be utilized for profit. You're really congenial. It helps you make friends at work, gives you good communication skills. You've really got... you've got a quick, sharp mind, and you're witty. You're an avid talker. Your later years kind of speaks to this a little bit. It's not going to be really satisfactory for you unless you kind of turn to spirituality and kind of turn to God for some guidance. It's also called the Divine Discontent card, and sometimes you need to travel and the changes in life and your work to kind of satisfy both this desire for knowledge and inner restlessness. In relationships, you kind of got the reputation for playing the field, but it only occurs among those, you know, who have not yet found your true love, you know, for which you're searching. If and when, you know, you find that person in your dreams, you're really a devoted person. You got that romantic glow in your eyes, you know, because you know there's a special relationship out there for you. My grandma used to say there's a lid for every pot for every lid, all that goodness. And you never let go of this dream of really that true and lasting love. You've usually got a lot of friends, a good circle of friends. You need to express yourself creatively. And it's in that aspect that it's like the need for, you know, having different groups of people comes out. And you've got your Five of Spades as a planetary ruler. It can make you do a lot of traveling or kind of moving around in your life. It adds kind of an adventurous side to your personality. You probably see life as this opportunity to experience a lot of interesting things more so than other people. It's like even bad experiences, you know, is going to give you value because what you learn from it, okay? You like to be with people who have some success, you know, groups of all kinds, the larger the better. You've got a pretty good amount of sales and promotional ability. You could make a living doing that kind of work. You're really, you know, amicable. You can, you know, relate to pretty much anybody. You make people feel comfortable with you. But your restlessness is, you know, the real heart of that, your Five of Spades there. For this one, you've got this good career influences this year, so it's like this is, you know, this is a good time to be, you know, kind of doing the looking, searching, like what you're doing. And you can find a true purpose for, you know, where you're supposed to go and be this year, so it's like a really good opportunity for that. And again, that kind of comes, though, it's like, you know, prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening. So it's like you need to indulge in both of those, okay?
Praying. Yeah, definitely.
You've got this Five of Diamonds as a long range. You've got five different cards that kind of affect you for the whole year. And it talks about this. It's going to be the important year of transition for you. It's going to leave you in an entirely new place by your next birthday. You're going to have this fundamental change in what's most important to you. It's likely going to be a major change in your job, approach to money, and relationships. You might move to a new location during that transition since our lives are basically structured to provide us with, you know, things we dream about most. When this inner picture of what's important to you changes, your exterior world also changes. And, you know, our body follows along. To get the most out of this year, allow the changes in your life to flow without trying to know exactly what lies ahead, okay? When you're in transition, you got to kind of depart and change from what's been, you know, what has been. And the future is not always clear, but there's always, you know, clear skies ahead beyond what we can see. It's wise to expect changes and not make big commitments until after your next birthday. One of the things, if you've never seen The Secret, I would say, you know, go watch that. I think it was author Jack Canfield of the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy. He said,
yeah,
one of the things about, you know, driving into the future, he said, you can go, if you, you know, you start from New York at night, you know, in your VW Bug, it's like you're only going to see 200 feet out ahead in your headlights. But it's like, you know what, you can drive all the way across the country to California, you know, but just by seeing 200 feet at a time. It's like, you don't have to know, you know, what's going to happen to me 15 years down the road. It's like, all you kind of have to do is go, can I see the next rock to jump to it? Can I see, you know, just keep stepping ahead. It's like, you know, the journey of
that
a thousand miles
sense.
Begins
yeah.
with a
okay.
single step. So it's like, you know,
okay.
and just kind of let things flow. It's okay. It's really okay.
Wow, you really nailed me. I mean, the only thing, I'm not really a player.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
I'm just not, you know, but
right.
because I do seek that, because, you know,
right.
until you really understand what true love is, I don't think you can be a player after that. But
right.
Exactly,
that's true.
Wow, thank
you
so much.
Okay.
That really made a lot of sense to me.
Kelly's wonderful, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean,
it's the
scholarly
really, it's
the thing, it was really good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And it made a lot of sense, because I do tend to always look at the far-off picture, and if I don't see it, then I won't move, so I remain stagnant, you know, because I don't.
Right.
Maybe the questions that I need to be asking are just, you know, what's my next step? And
exactly.
that makes a lot more sense to me.
Okay,
yeah.
And make
that a matter of prayer for yourself. It's like, you know, go,
yeah.
what is my next step? What is my next step? But it's like, and you,
yeah.
they will answer those. They'll
okay.
help you. They'll give you the road signs and the cross, you know, the life.
I'm watching
like
the whole movie and they're going,
Yeah. like,
I'm watching
no,
the whole movie.
You don't get to see
movie,
the whole
you know?
Movie because that would spoil the ending. It's like, come on, this is your life, you know. We want some surprises for you.
Are you ready for my cards for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I just want to tell you that you're a really good person, and I can feel your energy. And you're welcome. You're very upbeat. You're very positive, but you're hard on yourself as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
like super duper hard. Okay. Your first card, if you were listening to any of it, I do a three-card spread. Your current reality is harmony. You're not in harmony right now.
Yes.
Okay, more like discord. And I want you to, you know, realize and go underneath the surface
mm-hmm.
of what we discussed
mm-hmm.
about, you know, the scholarly thing. I got that out of you, and then Kelly confirmed it.
Yeah.
And your second card is your challenge card, okay? And you're the type of person who is always seeking the truth.
Yes.
Okay, and your card is the truth card. And that goes hand in hand with your third card, which is the gift, which is wisdom. And you are going to gain the wisdom because I really feel you're going to go to school.
Okay.
I really feel like that is something that you can sink your teeth into, and you will be so happy and find your harmony, and you'll get your truth. And along with your truth, you will get your wisdom, and you will, it kind of all coincides. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, that does. Absolutely.
Okay. Good. We like to hear that.
Yay!
Exactly. Is there anything else we can help you with or talk to you
no,
about?
Thank you very much, you guys. Blessings to you. And, you know, may your gifts increase, and I hope that everyone listening has a wonderful day.
Well, thank you.
Right,
God bless you.
Hit your follow button and call back and let us know how things are going, and how, you know, if you're deciding to you know, take the college classes, because, you know, a lot of times things are online, you know, so it doesn't really you don't have to go to a physical thing. It's like, you know, you can do them in the evening after work, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of educational opportunities that are there too, that you don't have to physically, you know, like quit the job that you're at to be able to pursue a further education, you know. So,
well,
so
you know,
keep
the reason,
updated.
I see you as a,
the reason I didn't choose the counseling is because I didn't know what area. And here we go.
Worker.
We have to go with
case
the big
worker.
Picture again. Do you understand what I mean?
I got
so,
case worker.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I didn't make that first step because I didn't have the whole picture. So maybe I just need to scale back my vision here a little bit and take this step by step. So.
But thank you. A lot of times, like in any kind of program, it's like you've got the basic classes, you know, like your freshman classes, sophomore classes. All they do is they give you the general classes, and it's like it teaches you the terminology of the field, you know, that kind of stuff. And they don't actually ask you to specialize until you've had some of those general classes, you know, under your belt, so to speak. So it's like, you know, you just make that start, and it's like, you know, you get your general classes, and it gives you the intro, you know, the intro classes, and then, you know, it gives you that, that's that first step, and then it's like you kind of, you know, get something that kind of go, yeah, I think I'd be, you know, good at this or whatever, and it's like, and, you know, and you can take multiple classes. There's nothing that says that you have to be, you know, like stuck in any one particular area. You know, you might go with how would I do with, you know, children's or adolescent counseling, or you know, high school, or, you know, marital and family. It's like, you know, you kind of pick and choose and take a little bit of everything. Look at it like as a smorgasbord, and just kind of take those, you know, general classes and kind of take the intro classes to all those and see what just, you know, really feels like and what really is attractive to you.
Can I add something?
Sure.
excuse me, I see caseworker, you being a caseworker, and that, like, just came to me that that is the area that you would probably succeed very well in, because you're very good with people, you're very compassionate, you have a very loving side, and you are just wonderful with people because of that compassion and that empathy that you have. Does that sound?
Yeah. I think a lot of times we get so busy in today's world that, you know, with our kids, I don't have any kids, but I mean, with our kids or with our people, we forget how our words can hurt each other.
Oh my God.
It's very important to watch over your words because they do damage. And I think that's a lot of the messages that I've been receiving is according to that. And if I could soften a person's word, either towards their child or towards themselves, you know, that's how we retain our dignity and self-respect. And
You're very sharp. You're very smart. You are going to succeed so well at this, because being a caseworker, it entails everything you just spoke about. Seriously.
That's nice, guys. Well, I don't want to take everybody's time, I'm sure.
No. It's not a problem.
We've got callers in the chat room who are thinking about calling in. It's like we haven't got anybody brave enough to come on the air with us yet, though. So it's like, yep.
No, if you want to keep talking, that's fine. You know, we're here to help you.
That's
we're here to help everyone. But seriously, I got caseworker for you. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat today. I don't know what's going on with that, but I see you surrounded by children and mothers who are in need.
Yeah.
And because you are so compassionate and you have a very kind demeanor to yourself, that you will make these people feel like they're on top of the world. And through that, it will only make you feel better about you and what you're here to do because you want to help people so bad. I can feel it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And if you go into that field, they will reap the benefits of you, but you will reap the benefits of helping them. It's almost like a self-gratification both ways.
And most of the things that I think we learn on a day-to-day basis are things that we already know. It's just that we need to be reminded.
True.
Because generally at the heart of us, I think we all want to be happy and we want to be joyous and we want to treat people well, at least for the most part, I think. And
I think a lot of times you just
want to remind people just the little things. And I think that's what I get reminded, because I'm really introspective in that way. And I live a quiet life, so I don't have a lot. So I'm in my head a lot.
but you're also very intuitive, and you know that.
Yeah.
And that always helps her counseling. I got a little poem there. It's like I was going to share with you. It's like you probably heard this. It's like, but this is again one of my grandmother wisdom moments. It's like the little rhyme goes: I shot an arrow into the air. It came to earth, I know not where. Many years later, I found my arrow in the heart of a tree. I shot my words into the air. They came to earth, I knew not where. Many years later, I found my words in the heart of a friend. So we always want to, like what you were saying, we always want to be careful about what we say because you never know where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
You are so sweet. I have to tell you, I can feel your energy, and you just have a heart of gold.
I try really hard.
No, I'm serious.
Good, you know?
I'm serious.
I'm not perfect. I'm not
well,
by any means. But I
honey,
try.
None of us are. None of us are. But you go the extra mile. You really do. You really do. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I do.
And cool. You're very compassionate. And I'm telling you, you will have such success. You will be so gratified. And you won't have that, you know, what am I supposed to do purpose anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think this call has really helped me to
good.
Kind of regain a little bit of focus and kind of, you know, it's just, I had somebody say to me recently, everybody you talk to on a day-to-day basis, there's always somebody that has a message for you. And it could just be something small.
We're glad you found
say.
It.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the thing that is running through my mind over and over again is just like this brook that I have to cross, and step by step, rock by rock,
yeah.
just take those steps that I need to, that I know about, and kind of chill. Because I get, you know, if I don't know what's going on, I have a really hard time with it.
I know you do.
You
make yourself
really
crazy. That's
yes,
what I'm trying
I do.
To say.
Absolutely
you,
nuts. So
you go around the bend. You take your mind and you like literally are like driving 100 miles an hour. Where am I going? What am I doing? But but you need to stop that because we just tuned in to exactly what you need to be doing. Kelly gave you the clarity, I gave you the clarity, and the step-by-step, that's going to be your schooling, okay?
Yeah.
And when you go through the schooling, one thing I really learned was enjoy the journey of it. Enjoy the, because you want to learn. I mean, you are like a sponge. You want knowledge. You want truth. And you're going to enjoy it.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, we got somebody in the chat room here. It's like, and he keeps saying that he's called in, he's on the queue. It's like it's Ron, but it's like I'm not seeing. It's like, can you tell me what your area code is real quick? Are you our 360 area code?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Did we help you?
Yes. Yes. Thank
okay.
you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, ladies.
You too.
Okay,
blessings
well, thank you.
You
too. It's like a quick follow and come back and join us again. It's like we have guests on, like I say, you know, call in on Friday with Jethro and Lady Palmer and see what they've got for you. And it's like, and then we've got a weekend show. It's like we're here 7 days a week. So come and visit
nice.
Us.
Nice. Okay.
Let us know how things are going.
Yeah, we'd
all
like
right.
you to check in and tell us, you know, what you've decided, what you feel, you know, that kind of stuff. We want to hear back from people, you know, because we care.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you. I sure will do that. And I did hit follow, so I'm sure that I'll be listening to your show several times.
Thank you so much.
Super. Well, thank you. And
thanks.
Like I say, you know, call back in and you know, it's like we do. It's like we really like it when callers, you know, call back in and say, hey, guess what? You know, this happened and whatever. So it's like, yeah, it's like we always like to hear those either the success or it's like, this, you know, this didn't go so good. But it's like, you know, what's the next step? So it's like either or. It's like let us know and keep in touch. Thank
okay.
you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
For finding us.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Oh, that was such
Alrighty.
A lovely call. She had such wonderful energy.
Yeah. Well, we've got Ron's been apparently trying to call in here, and it's like, there we go. He finally got in. Okay, we're going to take him. I think he's probably going to be our last caller here.
Yes, he's our last caller.
Ron, you finally showed up. There's our 813. Yay.
Yay,
made
I made it.
Some,
sometimes it does that on Blog Talk Radio. It's not until you hang up with the caller that all of a sudden all your cue calls come in.
Come back. So. Yeah, this is true. It's like, I know. It's like I'm doing the studio today. I'm just going, I don't know. It's like there was one day, it's like we tried to launch chat, and it's like all it did was sit there and spin, and I couldn't see anybody in chat for anything to help myself at all. Well, we know your name is Ron, so it's like, I know
I'm Ron from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, okay. Al, that's where Psychic Jethro's from. Cool, okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Yay.
And I'm from Naples.
Oh, I lived in Fort Myers for 10 years.
Wow.
You were my neighbor.
We were neighbors.
Well, give us what we need to start here is we need month, day, and year of your birth, and I'll let you and Tristan chat a little bit there, and I'll do some looking up, and she's going to do some laying out. She's doing angel cards, and I do birth cards, so it's like, what's your month and day and year?
April the 8th, 1965.
Taurus?
Aries,
okay, Aries. Ooh, you have really good energy. And you're a very jovial person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm intuitive, so I pick up people's energy, and I'm empathic, so I can kind of like connect with you.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you are just a really happy person.
Thank you.
And it's great to get calls like this, because a lot of times people, when they call, they are not happy. So.
Believe me, I know.
So I'm really enjoying your energy. I'm sorry if I'm, like, you know, just doting on
that's
you here. But
okay.
What I do have for him real quick is, like, his birth card, he's a King of Diamonds, and his planetary ruler is a Two of Diamonds. So he's a double diamond person here.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I say, Tristan, you want to go first, Tristan, or you want
sure,
me to?
Sure, sure. I need to know what area exactly you want to, like, focus for me to pull the angel cards, and I need you to be open too. But I know you're already open, so.
Right. I'm in a period of transition right now, and I understand that, and I'm
midlife
trying
crisis,
to go with the flow on it, you know. And not control everything.
Okay.
Because, you know, us Aries, we need to be in charge of everything. Whether we're on the sinking ship or not. You know.
Put on your life preserver.
Yes, we will steer the ship all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
You are hilarious. See,
Titanic, it comes to mind. I'm like, no.
Titanic.
100th year anniversary of the Titanic. It was
exactly.
Like back in,
I think it was a past life thing. But anyways. I was the captain. No.
I was the captain.
Iceberg.
What I got
for you real quick, Ron,
yes.
Is this King of Diamonds is called the businessman's card. It's the master of values, finance, and business. In this regard, you can do really well in any business pursuit. You can apply this inherited knowledge to your work with a lot of success. You're always more successful as the heads of your own business rather than working for other people. Sometimes, like, if this double diamond comes out, you can be really mercenary when it comes to money and business, but
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be. This is the only one-eyed king in the deck, and it sometimes tends to blind you to certain aspects of life and situations. It can
mm-hmm.
also make you a little bit stubborn and see things from only your side of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
King of Diamonds are known to make enemies for this reason. It's like, oh, be nice. Perhaps this upraised battle axe on their card, you know, represents fondness for competition. But all of them know what's of real value. And it's like, and that's, chipmunks came on again. Okay.
That's wonderful, because
like,
I started a nationwide company from scratch.
Wow,
and
very
then
good.
I built it from my den of my house into a corporation that spans from Florida to Hawaii.
Awesome.
Wow.
And so that fits perfectly in with what I'm doing, but my transition is as I'm trying to pull out and away from that business and sell it and then get into my spiritual work, because
I'm an angel
therapy practitioner. I've worked with Doreen Virtue.
Yeah, that's the cards I use.
Uh-huh. Well, I've actually been to her classes and I have her certification on them, and I'm so happy to do them. It's such a blessing. So that's why I'm so glad you're doing them.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I was like, oh, I got to talk to her. But as I'm making this transition, I've run into, you know, several problems with some clients of mine who have decided to be a little, well, a lot unsavory, and it's ended up in court, two of the clients. And I'm wondering if there's going to be some resolution. One is in Hawaii and one is in Florida.
Well, you know, Florida's sue happy, so
you need to
protect yourself when you do stuff like that. That's why we always say we're just here to help. This is entertainment
only.
Okay.
Yes, I know the disclaimer.
For fun and entertainment only, right.
Exactly. According to Florida law, we're just entertainment.
Exactly.
However, if it fits, if the shoe fits, you can wear it.
Exactly.
So you know the spread I'm going to do?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to do your current reality.
Justin, while you're doing that out there, it's like I'm going to give you a little bit more on this. He's got a two diamonds as the planetary ruler. Gives you a lot of success with the work and finances. Like you said, you know, you've got this ability to find the right people to help you achieve goals. You're not lazy. You know, you've gone to find some very prosperous cycles in your life, which, you know, much more so than the average person. You've really got this keen and logical mind, you know, that you depend on for much of your success. What's really interesting is, like, you're here in your 47th year, and it's like probably, I'm going to guess, maybe a couple years ago, you went through, you know, what they call the midlife crisis. And it's like, interestingly enough, that occurs because your birth cards come around again at the age 45. It's there in the exact same place as they were the day you were born. So it's like, that's why people get into that midlife crisis moment, because, you know, the midlife change, because all of a sudden these cards have hit the exact same spot, and you go, you know what, I've been on this planet for 44 years, I've learned this much, and it's like, now I'm going to reform my life and go a different direction, which is exactly what you're doing. This is really cool. Okay, talks about, and some of this one with the two diamonds, emotionally, you got some work to do here. You got to watch out for fixed principles, you know, these ideals you have, you know, sometimes about love or marriage. It can cause you to stay in bad relationships, you know, longer than you need to be at times and places, okay? Let's see, long range. I was going to kind of look ahead here and just see what it had to say, because there's one in particular about your Mars period, okay? Kind of speaks to you about the, you know, court and that kind of stuff. And what you've got in there for the year, it's like the Mars period influence doesn't really start till it goes from like July 21st to September 11th. But you got this, you've got a Three of Clubs and an Ace of Clubs in there. Let's see. It's considerable amount of indecision in matters dealing with men, lawsuits, or work. There's kind of difficulty in thinking clearly or making decisions under pressure. It could cause a loss of one or more opportunities. In general, this is an overactive mind fueled by worry, could be the main source of problems. And it's like, kind of go to, you know, that the secret, and it's like, focus where you want to be. Exercise care in all written and spoken agreements, and do things to relieve tension and anxiety to help, you know, help you make better decisions. Also, that you've got an Ace of Clubs there, and it's like, this is an aggressive quest for knowledge or self-improvement, what you're doing. Seeking knowledge for power, aggressive communications are within focus. Metaphysical knowledge brings really valuable rewards now. There's this possibility of needing specific information to help you in some sort of legal proceeding during this period. It can be also, you know, the beginning of a new job or project, especially if you're associated with communications, publishing, or teaching in some way. So that's what I've got, and it's like, Tristan, go for it. We got like 2 minutes.
I know, we got 2 minutes, right? They're down to the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning, yes, it is. She comes on and starts going, 90 seconds. It's like, hi, look at the NASA countdown.
Okay, Ron, yes. what I got for you, and you know the spread, so I'm just going to give it to you real quick.
Yes.
Power is the first one. You know what that means, that there's a struggle going on.
Yes.
And we know what it is. Your second one is your challenge, awakenings. You really want to take your spirituality so much further to, like, such a higher level, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Your final card, your gift, is you're going to have creative power.
Nice.
And you know the angel cards don't lie.
No, they don't.
They give you the message.
For too long.
You know they give you the message you need. So I'm only solidifying exactly what you want to do, correct?
Well, thank you for being the vessel.
Well, absolutely. My pleasure. And you have such wonderful energy. I just love it. And I wish every caller was like you.
It's not easy, believe me.
I know, but you are just such a happy, jovial person, and I cannot say that enough to you. You are a good-hearted man, and we need more of you out there.
Thank you so much, and blessings on each one of your light work, what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and God bless
Alrighty,
you, too.
All right, have
call,
a great
call,
day.
Call back in, and you know, it's like, Ron, on Fridays and Saturdays, and we're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, same time, same station type of thing. It's noon Rocky Mountain time, which is 2 o'clock your guys' time.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday and Saturday, Jethro Smith is on. Psychic Jethro, and he's got Lady Pomeran with him this Friday. But a lot of times he has a little more, I'll say, prognosticative ability than kind of sort of the rest of us does. It's like he is a true psychic person, and it's like, and he kind of talks to people on the other side, you know, your angels on the other side type of stuff. He might have some better, you know, specific answers for you. And we got NASA countdown. Okay, so thank you guys all, and we'll
blessings.
See you again.
Blessings.
Bye bye.
Blessings. Bye bye. So
anyone,
call us back again.
Yes.
And anyone, I think it just cut us off.
I'm not sure, but, you know, I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and you take care, and I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and please press follow and come back, and we can try and help more people. I think we're still